Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. South Carolina has been in the aerospace industry for many years, but once Boeing came here, we have seen exponential growth, which is probably why the South Carolina Aerospace Conference and Expo, now in its fifth year, has become one of the most important in the Southeast. Hossein Haj Hariri is Dean of the University of South Carolina's College of Engineering and Computing in Columbia. The college and its McNair Center for Aerospace Innovation and Research is a co-founder of the conference and expo, and he's here in our studio. Hossein, welcome.
Mike, thank you.
First of all, give us the details on the conference, when and where.
So the conference is a three-day event. The first day is really for students on the 8th of October, and then the 9th and 10th of October are at the convention center in Columbia.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take a look at this agenda. What happens on the 9th?
So on the 9th, we have a fantastic slate of keynote speakers. We have the previous administrator of NASA. We have the mobility futurist for U.S. Council on Competitiveness. And then we have a number of parallel technical sessions. And in parallel with those, we have the exhibits by a number of vendors. Last year, we had over 55. This year, we think we're going to have closer to 70. And there are some B2B, business-to-business networking events also scheduled around those events.
Talk about the industry here in South Carolina.
It really has been an eye-opening experience for me to see how the industry has grown its footprint in South Carolina. I have been in South Carolina 2.5 years as dean, and I have now learned that we have over 400 companies in aerospace, and the employment is close to 50,000 people directly in aerospace, either military or not. And then overall, the jobs that are created is of the order of 100,000. And the economic impact is $19 billion. The average job is paying about $75,000. I mean, these are phenomenal numbers for our state.
And it appears that with your example of the number of exhibitors growing, that the industry is continuing to grow as well.
It does. And as we grow the industry, more and more research comes here. Between Clemson, us, and other universities in the state, we have been doing a lot of research with them. As they get to know the quality of our research, more businesses will come here as a result of that. And we also have a lot of spin-off companies that are coming as a result of our research.
Well, let's talk about day two of the conference and expo.
We have, again, two very good world-class keynote speakers, and then interspersed throughout the day, we have three parallel sessions of technical talks. The expo and the exhibits are open during the day, and again, there's one B2B networking event for the middle of the day.
And now talk about how your College of Engineering and Computing and the McNair Center for Aerospace Innovation and Research are working with the industry here in our state.
One of the reasons I chose to come to USC was the McNair Center. It's a European-style university lab. In Europe, especially in Germany, Netherlands, Switzerland, universities work very closely with industry. They are an integral part of attracting industry. They are an integral part of economic engagement with industry. So this lab, we have actually industry-scale equipment for making composites and other things. That's why Boeing loved us when they came in through the door and saw that we actually have the same equipment that they have on their manufacturing floor. Now we do controls, we do predictive maintenance, a number of other really world-class things, and that has brought other industries. We have partnerships with IBM, Siemens, Samsung, TIG Hitco. Many of them actually have researchers that are resident in McNair. This is all at graduate research level, but we realized that the state of South Carolina, we do not have an undergraduate degree in aerospace. So we created one. Starting this fall, we have students coming in, and I am super excited about that because aerospace students typically are wonderful. And since they have been 5 years old, they knew that they wanted to be aerospace engineers.
Well, Hossein, one more time, give us the details of the upcoming South Carolina Aerospace Conference and Expo.
So it's going to be October 8th through 10th. The main events are 9th and 10th for grown-ups. 8th is for the school students. And it's going to be at the Columbia Convention Center.
Hossein, thank you so much for stopping by the studio.
Thank you, Mike.
Hossein Haj Hariri is Dean of the University of South Carolina's College of Engineering and Computing. And we will have a link to his college as well as to the McNair Center and to the upcoming Aerospace Conference and Expo, all posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, subscribe to this podcast, and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.